Stakeholder management plans. Creation of stakeholder management plans starts with the mapping of key stakeholders and their needs through stakeholder analysis. These plans dictate the processes that are used to actually manage the relationships from the initiation of the project through its completion. Mapping stakeholders and their needs. The process to identify important stakeholders and their needs is called stakeholder analysis. During this process, stakeholders are identified, categorized, and analyzed with regard to their concerns/priorities, interest level in the project, and ability to influence the success of the project, positively or negatively. The easiest way to begin grouping or categorizing stakeholders is by whether they are internal or external. Internal stakeholders are those associated directly with the project from the organization and the leaders/members of other organizational business units. External stakeholders are those outside of the organization, including individuals and representatives from external business and supply chain partners, customers, investors, government and industry representatives, etc. Within these two larger groups, subgroups will be definable. However, the initial delineation between internal and external serves to help define potential communication parameters, including content, certain materials are shareable internally but not externally, and methodology. Press releases and website updates are more useful for given external stakeholders. In order to identify subgroups, a matrix analysis may be employed, similar to the one shown in Exhibit 2-54. This could be done for both internal and external stakeholders to identify the appropriate engagement level. Exhibit 2-54, Stakeholder Interest and Influence Analysis. By assigning ratings to stakeholders based on their interest level and ability to influence the project, it is possible to cluster groups of stakeholders that should receive similar communication. Looking at the above chart, the following general guidelines could be followed. Stakeholders in the lower left quadrant, low interest, low influence, do not warrant significant communication efforts. Reliance on press releases and other post-completion announcements may be sufficient for individuals in these groups. Stakeholders in the upper left quadrant, high interest, low influence, should be kept abreast of ongoing progress. At regular intervals, monthly or quarterly, and/or following major milestone completion, passive communications, standardized emails, newsletters/bulletin updates may be in order. Stakeholders in the lower right quadrant, low interest, high influence, should receive active communications, providing them with the ability to supply feedback if they deem it necessary, as they are able to influence the ultimate success or failure of the project. They may be provided with access to a progress dashboard or be copied on weekly email updates, ensuring that they have continued visibility to changes and progress on the project and have the ability to contact the project team through identified channels if necessary. Stakeholders in the upper right quadrant, high interest, high influence, require active communication and engagement with the project. This could mean being included in regular project meetings and on emails sharing new and important developments during project execution. Other methods of stakeholder grouping may be used. For example, stakeholders could be rated based on influence and whether they support, are neutral to, or oppose the project. This could be used instead of whether or not the project or its outcomes are of interest to them in their role. More detailed analysis may continue to define subgroups. Grouping stakeholders based on their role with regard to the project, their specific interest in the project, for example, benefits that have been realized that meet organizational goals versus progress of specific tasks necessary to reach milestones, and their communication expectations can help highlight strategies and cadences for specific communications. As the project evolves, communication needs and expectations may change. Stakeholders that are necessary for the execution of early parts of the project or that realize benefits through completion of initial milestones may start as high-interest, high-influence stakeholders, but by the end of the project, they may be low-interest, low-influence stakeholders, or vice versa. It is important to continually evaluate the needs and expectations of stakeholders throughout the project. For example, during initial transformation project stages, a certain member of the executive team may not understand the potential benefits to their business area that are associated with the project. They may not understand that their support will be crucial to the success of the project. Though this individual is likely to be a high-interest, high-influence stakeholder, treating them as such without regard for their expectations may result in frustration, as they feel they are being included in emails and meetings that are unimportant to their priorities. The initial communication strategy with regard to this individual must focus on education, sharing the key role in overall organizational performance that the supply chain plays, slowly growing to discuss not only the key role that they will play in the overall success of the project, but how they stand to benefit by the success of the project. This education process starts well before the business case for the transformation project is created through regular updates on supply chain performance and its impact on the organizational bottom line. Once the individual has bought into the vision and understands their role, they can be treated as the high-interest, high-influence stakeholder they are. Note that there are a handful of important team roles that should be specifically accounted for in the stakeholder management plan: evangelist or project champion, active executive sponsor, core steering team, program manager, project design team, managing relationships. For stakeholders who will play a significant role in project execution, including project team members themselves, team building exercises may be valuable to increase the group members' comfort with each other. In doing so, it is important to pay attention to and learn as much as possible about the personalities of these individuals to enhance communication with and between them. This includes identifying any associated potential benefits that someone may provide, for example, a different perspective or way of thinking from that of the other members of the team, or potential sources of conflict, for example, two opinionated and stubborn individuals who may cause conflict. In another example, certain individuals may better handle changing circumstances when briefed individually and given time to digest the information before being presented with it in a group meeting. An early and important tool that assists with relationship management and achieving buy-in is mutual goal setting. Activities such as working with key stakeholders to set initial performance goals and roles and responsibilities, and to create the project governance structure can strengthen relationships and build support among key stakeholders during the crucial early stages. Ongoing involvement of leadership and middle management in project work tasks, even on a part-time basis, helps continue to grow engagement and strengthen relationships. This benefits the project team, team members, and the leadership/management members themselves. The project team benefits by having members of the leadership team already involved and up to speed to help deal with problems and detractors as they appear. The project team members benefit by seeing leadership's commitment firsthand and by having opportunities to show their capabilities to organizational leadership they don't commonly work with. Leadership and management members benefit by gaining hands-on experience in applying data analysis from their own company to an actual project and gaining familiarity with the new supply chain systems and organization. Even where opposition is encountered from a stakeholder during either the initial planning or project execution phases, by continuing to communicate and working to address identified concerns, the project team can turn opponents into fierce advocates for the project. Typically, resistance to projects like this, either in regard to the project itself or through slow or incomplete performance of tasks, is not rooted in malice. Work to identify if tasks have been assigned that are outside of project scope, or if there is misalignment, real or perceived, between the project goals and the organizational goals and strategies. Importantly, when interacting with stakeholders, whether generally supportive or not, do not rely on large group meetings or mass communications to achieve buy-in or sway opinions on important concepts. Individuals generally do not like to be put on the spot to change their opinion or decide on important concepts in a group setting. Instead, use one-on-one or small group meetings in these situations.